Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of the most classic tension moves in drama and bass, a rewind moment with that crunchy sampler feel. Think Jungle Reload energy, old school pirate radio attitude, and that split second feeling like the track gets sucked backward before it slams into the drop. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using only stock tools, and we're keeping it beginner friendly. By the end, you'll have a short riser or transition that feels gritty, physical, and very usable in a Reval DN beat arrangement. Now, the big idea here is simple. A rewind is not just a sound, it's a gesture. The listener should instantly understand the motion. So instead of building something long and complicated, we're going to make something short, readable, and aggressive in a good way. First, choose a source sample with character. The best options are a snare from a breakbeat, a rimshot, a short vocal stab, or a chopped fragment from an Amen-style break if you have one. You want something with mid-range bite, because that's where the jungle flavor lives. For this lesson, a snare or ghost note is perfect. Trim the sample down so it's short. We're talking around 100 milliseconds to maybe half a second, depending on the source. If it's too long, the rewind effect gets blurry. If it's short and punchy, the modulation will do the work for you. Now drag that sample into a new MIDI track so Ableton predates Simpler automatically. Simpler is ideal here, because it's fast, easy, and great for this kind of one-shot transition sound. Set it to classic mode, one-shot trigger, and keep warp off for now if the sample is short and percussive. At this point, just make sure the useful part of the sample is isolated. You want the best transient or texture, not extra tail. Remember, in drum and bass, the transition is about attitude more than detail. Clean and focused usually wins. Now let's create the rewind feel. The easiest beginner move is to reverse the sample. If you're working in an audio clip, you can right-click and choose reverse. If you want a little more control, you can duplicate the clip or shape the movement with the start position and filter automation inside Simpler. Either way, the goal is that pulled back, sucked in feeling. Keep it short. This kind of rewind usually works best as a quarter bar, one bar, or maybe two bars if you want a more dramatic reload moment. For old-school jungle vibes, shorter is usually better. You want that quick pull and slam, not a giant cinematic build. Now we add the crunch. This is where the sound starts to feel like a sampler or old hardware box rather than a polished modern effect. Put saturator after Simpler. Start with a moderate drive, maybe around +3 to +8 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then bring the output down so you're not just making it louder. After that, add drum bus. Give it a bit of drive, some crunch, but don't go overboard. You want grit, not mush. If the sample starts turning into noise, back it off a little. We're aiming for crunchy sampler texture, not complete destruction. If you want extra lo-fi edge, add redux very lightly. Just a touch of downsampling or bit reduction can add that worn, dusty jungle feel. The key is subtlety. If it's too obvious, it can sound gimmicky. If it's just enough, it sounds like vintage resampling. Next comes motion. Add auto filter after the distortion chain. Use a low-pass filter and automate the cutoff so it opens up across the riser. Start fairly closed, maybe somewhere in the low hundreds of hertz, and open it toward a few kilohertz as you approach the drop. You do not always need to open it all the way. In darker DNB, a partial open can actually feel more tense. This is one of the most important parts, so here's the teacher note. Pick one main movement first. For beginners, that should usually be the filter cutoff. Don't stack five different automations all at once. Make the motion obvious and let the other effects support it. If you want more rewind style instability, add a bit of pitch movement. You can automate the clip transpose down a little at the start and bring it back near the drop. Even a small range like -2 to -5 semitones can do a lot. That slight pitch dip makes the sound feel like it's being pulled backward. If you want a more warbly, tape-like edge, you can also experiment with frequency shifter very subtly or a small amount of simple delay for smear. But if this is your first time, keep it simple. Filter plus pitch motion is already enough to get the job done. Now here's a classic move. Resample the processed sound. This is very much in the spirit of jungle production. Solo the track, create a new audio track, set audio from to resampling and record the sound back into audio. Once it's printed, you can cut it tighter, reverse it again, fade the end, or add tiny stutters. Resampling makes it feel more like a real sampler performance and less like a clean plug-in chain. After that, add a little repeat or stutter just before the drop. You can duplicate the last little bit of the riser, maybe an eighth note or even a 16th note, and repeat it a few times with slightly reduced volume, or use speech repeat very lightly if you want a more glitchy effect. The idea is to create a tiny hiccup in the motion, like the track is catching on the edge of the rewind. That little hesitation is powerful. It creates a vacuum right before the downbeat, and that vacuum makes the drop hit harder. In drum and bass, contrast is everything. Clean sub versus dirty transition. Tight groove versus smeared motion. Forward momentum versus a sudden pullback. Now place the riser in the arrangement, usually in the last one or two bars before your drop. You can automate the volume up a little, maybe open the filter a bit more, and then cut everything sharply just before the drop lands. That cut is important. A short moment of near silence can make the kick and sub feel huge when they return. This is a great place to think like a DJ too. A rewind moment often works best at the end of a phrase, like the end of 16 or 32 bars. That makes it feel intentional and mix-friendly. It becomes a clear reset point in the track. Now let's keep the low end under control. Add EQ8 at the end of the chain and high-pass the riser somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. That keeps the sub area clean for your kick and bass. If the sound feels harsh, you can soften a little around the upper mids or high mids, but don't kill the character. The important part of this transition usually lies in the mids anyway. That's another useful teacher note. Check the sound at low volume. If it still reads quietly, then the mids are doing their job. If it disappears, it may be too thin or relying too much on bright top end. If you want to take it a step further, try a two-layer rewind. Put a punchy snare or break slice on one layer, then add a quieter reverse noise or vocal fragment on another layer. Keep the second layer wide and subtle so it adds atmosphere without stealing focus. That's a really nice way to get a fuller old-school jungle feel. You can also experiment with a pitch drop ending, where the sound dips slightly right before the drop, or go for a micro-gate version, where the last half bar gets chopped into tiny repeated chunks. That can feel very sampler-like and slightly imperfect, which is exactly the vibe we want. Another smart move is to use reverb carefully. A tiny reverb tail can make the rewind feel wider and more dramatic, but long washed-out reverb will blur the timing, so keep it short. Then cut it hard before the drop. That sudden stop is part of the excitement. Here's a strong arrangement idea you can copy. Let the full groove run, then reduce the drums, then bring in the rewind moment for one or two bars, then leave a tiny gap, then drop back and hard. That sequence gives the listener a clear story. Groove, tension, vacuum, impact. And that's really the heart of this tutorial. We're not just making a riser. We're making a transition that feels like it belongs in a jungle set. Short, gritty, controlled and full of attitude. So to recap, start with a short sample that already has texture. Put it into simpler. Reverse it or shape it to feel rewound. Add saturator and drum bus for crunch. Use auto filter to create movement. Add a little pitch wobble if you want. Resample it for that authentic sampler feel. High pass the low end with EQ8. Then place it right before the drop, with a tiny gap or stutter for extra impact. If you want to practice, make three versions from the same sample. Make one clean and simple, one dirtier with more saturation and bit reduction, and one experimental with a second layer or a small pitch change. Then compare which one feels most like old school jungle, which one works best as a reload, and which one still reads clearly on small speakers. That's the lesson. Keep it short, keep it gritty, and keep the motion obvious. If you do that, your rewind moment will hit with proper DNB energy every time.